Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And 0-2, and strike three call, throws him on a fastball, caught Adames looking, and Falter is rolling tonight, 8 strikeouts for Bailey Falter.
Yeah, I think that's the right word right there. It was attack mode. He went right after him. I mean, it's an all right-handed lineup except for Terang at the bottom, and I mean, it doesn't matter because that kid's a good hitter, but he went right after him. I think the thing that was probably the most impressive is, you know, the last five innings, he went 10-10-9-7 or 10-10-10-9-7. I mean, he was really efficient.
Pirates lead 2-1 in the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. 2-strike pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second on the backhand. Triolo knocks it down, throws to first. He got him. The ball game is over and the Pirates win it again. Bednar with the save for the second straight night. And the Pirates beat the Brewers 2-1.
That's the perfect song, City Limits, for one Bailey Falter. I am sorry.
Sorry, Bailey.
Sorry, Bailey. I'm very sorry for the things that I said going into the season. I truly am. Justin Bieber putting it into words for me. Well, the word sorry. And I think that fits. Bailey Falter was flat out really, really good again. When I sat there, Paul, 3 weeks ago, when he played the Orioles, and I was watching a Bailey Falter no-hitter for a while, a perfect game for a while.
Yep.
Should have been a no-hitter going into the sixth or seventh. I can't remember now. I think Sawinski may have misplayed a ball in the outfield. This guy's just flat out been really good. I ripped this rotation going into the season. And now all I can say is, at least in the early going, and certainly with Bailey Falter, I was dead wrong. He looks really good. If this guy comes along, if Ben Cherington shows Neil Huntington's early ability to discover diamonds in the rough, remember all the pitchers? Liriano and A.J. Burnett come to mind first. I mean, they had good years, but they were on the downswing. And then he wound up, you know, a guy like Jeff Locke made the All-Star team. If this guy is for real, and he is so far, I apologize. It's a long way of it's getting around an apology. And I don't mean a sports apology where I qualify it 13 different ways. If Bailey Falter were in front of me right now, all I would say was, Bailey, I'm sorry. You, Paul?
No.
How are you?
Baseball, I'm good. Baseball is a 162-game season. So, to me, I don't believe that we get too excited when somebody has what I would consider to be outlier starts or outlier, you know. To me, he's going to return to the mean, to where he's been at, to
maybe,
what he is.
Maybe. And or if maybe he becomes Jeff Locke for a little. Of course, Jeff Locke did return to the mean.
Yeah, if he does, if he doesn't, I mean, then, yeah, I'll give him all the credit in the world.
But in the meantime, it's an attaboy. Good job, and you've surprised me so far. Can I at least get you to go there?
He's been much better so far than anyone could have thought.
I mean, he was outstanding last night.
He was really good. He's been really good at pretty much all of his starts. He's been really, really good.
I'm open-minded now to Bailey Falter. City Limits, would you like to apologize to him or go more the Paul route where you at least admit, hey, so far you've proven me wrong?
His last couple of starts were so good. I wanted to see it one more time.
Are you apologizing to him,
Limits? I am apologizing to
him. Go ahead and apologize.
Bailey, I am sorry. I did not want you on the team.
Soft.
I was absolutely spitting nonsense when he was put in the rotation and not happy about it. And when you go out there and pitch a two-hitter against a division leader until the pitches
into
the eighth inning.
Paul. He went into the eighth inning against the Brewers, who lead the division. That was a huge win for the Pirates. Now they've stacked a couple after that disastrous six-gamer.
Yes.
I called it a five-alarm fire the other day, and believe me, this lineup, I'm still hardly enamored with, but man, a good rotation that's about to become maybe great with the addition of Skeens. And if Mitch Keller kind of settles into a groove, can make up for a lot. Plus, you have Bednar back in shape. Oh, the vagaries. Is vagary a word? The vagaries of the baseball season, that with the ups and downs? Is that what vagary means?
I don't think so.
No. How are you today?
I'm great.
Yeah? Why don't you ask Paul how he is?
Paul, how are you? Apparently not too great with Bailey Falter.
Oh no, I'm in a bad mood. Let me tell you why I'm in a bad mood. Why I'm in a bad mood?
Yes.
Because 80% of the people that are driving are too stupid to drive.
That's why I'm scared for my daughter to get her license. Believe me, I'm concerned about her, but I'm more concerned about the other idiots on the road.
My thing is, right, if there's a construction zone, which means they're going to go to a merge point.
Right up here on the street?
No, well, that's different. They've actually just closed the road. I'm talking about on the highway. Now they have you merging to one lane. How do you merge? How do you merge, Austin? Now they have, left lane closed, a mile ahead, everyone merged to one lane. How do you merge?
Well, I'm sure that you're saying that everybody's merging right when the road is completely cleared off, right? As soon as you see the sign, merge, get over.
No. You go to the merge point and take your turn. That's how you're supposed to do it. And if everyone did it that way, we wouldn't sit for hours and hours and hours at these merge points. You all go to the merge point, and then if the left lane is closed and you're on the right lane, you leave a little space in between you and the car ahead of you so the guys can merge in. And they merge in. But that's not what you get.
See, that's feeding into your Bailey Falter opinion.
No, it's
not. You didn't shower well after this one, as Clint Hurdle used to say.
I didn't.
This one is impacting his Bailey. And Bailey Falter is taking the brunt of this. He's a victim of Paul's road rage.
Of course, absolutely. Then, of course, when you finally, all these people want to sit in a mile, 2 mile long, you know what I mean? And so you pass them, and you get to the merge point. There's always one moron who thinks you're trying to cheat the system and won't let you merge in.
Right. I know of that.
You know what I'm saying? There's always one moron. Oh, they're trying to cheat the system. They should have waited in line. No, moron. We all go to the merge point and then take our turn. And if we did that, we wouldn't sit at merge points for as long as we do.
Did they teach that in driving school?
I thought I got angry in traffic. Limits.
There are just little things like that that drive. And while we're at it, okay? The left lane is for passing. The right lane is for cruising and driving. Pass, get back to the right lane. That's all you got to do.
Fair point, Limits.
Very fair. Very true.
It's not hard. I don't understand why. Why is this so hard? And then there's some people like, well, I'm going the speed limit, so I'm not going to move over to the right lane because you shouldn't be going fast. How about get the hell out of my way? How about that? And let me determine how fast or slow I need to go. You don't get to determine that. Go to the right lane and stay there. If you want to pass, get back to the right lane so that people that are flying or cruising or whatever, you keep the left lane clear.
I've got just the thing to calm you down. How would you like a six pack now?
I want a legitimately 12 pack. I want a real six pack, but yes, let's have a six pack.
Limits, why don't you crack one, please, in Paul's honor? And Bailey Falter's honor, I might add.
There we go.
Well, we already got to the Bailey Falter situation. Credit to him. Do you believe, and it sounds like Paul doesn't, that this guy has lasting power? Limits, you go first on this one.
Lasting power, meaning like the entire season?
Yeah. Like, can he be good for a while?
No, I think this is probably just a brief run where he kind of talked about how him and Jared Jones going back to back, Jones throwing 97, 98 at people, and then Bailey Falter is the change of pace, 91, 92 the next day, has been somewhat beneficial for them. There's just a point in time where he's just on a hot streak. Eventually, kind of like I thought with Mason Rudolph, the bottom is going to fall out. It's good to see and encouraging right now, but no, it's not going to last the entirety of the season because if he pitches like this, he's an all-star. That's just not going to happen.
That hurts his feelings. Paul, do you agree?
Here's what I would tell you. His career whip is 1.24.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. It's not, I mean, that's not horrible. That's,
right.
You know, his whip right now is 0.89. He's going to revert back to the mean at some point.
I think he will, but I also
he might do better than his 1.24, but I'm just saying he's not going to be a sub one guy with his whip. He's just not.
Well, in 2020, which is the last time he made a significant amount of starts, he made 20 starts. He was 6-4 with a 3.86 ERA, a 1.21 whip, as you say. I thought you weren't an analytics guy. How many people listening know what whip means?
Well, it's one of the
walks and hits per innings pitch.
Yeah,
I know what it is, and so do you, Limits. I'm just saying, I didn't think Paul was this guy.
Why do I have to be analytics guy when I'm just bringing up a few stats that are stats that people look at and say because it combines a lot of different things. You know what I mean? And so to me, what are you
looking at? I shouldn't be risking Paul's ire right now, given the state he's in.
Well, first of all, Bailey Falter, what are you looking at 2020? What are you talking about?
2022. Bailey Falter with the Phillies, 6-4, 3.86 ERA, struck out 74 and only walked 17. So yep. it's not like he's never done a damn thing, you know. And then he has faltered,
and
so to speak.
And his WHIP was 1.21.
Yeah. So give me that guy. Why can't he be that guy with a sub 4 ERA, very good control, and getting you some innings? So I think he does have lasting power. And I apologize again to Bailey Falter.
Again, lasting power is a relative term.
Can he be an effective part of their rotation for most of this season?
Yes.
I think he could be, and I'll take that.
Yes.
Give me Jones and Skeens and hopefully Keller. This guy and one of the vets, hopefully one of those two guys has a good year, Gonzalez or Perez.
But again, his career ERA plus – which is another
plus what?
Which is another standard that they use. If you're an average pitcher, you're somewhere around 100.
You're really going to ERA plus
in
my midst here?
His is 91. Career 91. Right now he's at 123. He's going to revert to the mean at some point.
I think his ERA plus will be quite good by the end of the year. And so will his ERA minus. You got to be kidding me. You are kidding me. Crack another one, Limits. That sounds good. I can feel Paul just coming back down a little bit. McCutchen with another leadoff home run, this time on the first pitch. Absolutely ripped it. And David Bednar looked like David Bednar. I think that's the best he's looked. He looked great. So credit to Shelty. Credit to Shelty. I thought he was crazy for moving Kutch up in the order. I would have benched him or moved him down. He looks really smart. And he had no hesitation on backing Bednar. Those are also two very good signs, Paul. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's a big, big, big development for the Pirates. You know what I mean? But there's another one where Shelty where Derek Shelton basically, you know, said, I'm gonna stay by my guy because I know he's good enough, and I know that, you know what I mean. He's just got to work through these things, and he'll be fine, right?
Yes.
I mean that's what he did,
and that's what's happened.
And
a lot of us were calling for Chapman at the time, and now Chapman's the one who's blown
and
up.
Now it is one of those things where, what I would tell you, Chapman is the problem, and now you got to figure out what to do with him. You know, do you move him down, you know, to the sixth inning or seventh inning or whatever until he figures out what his problem is?
Well, I liked the quick hook the other day. You know, Chapman to me, I guess, has become like a guy off your bench in basketball who's just a shooter. And if he hits his first couple, you keep him in. If he doesn't, you get him out. Like the other night, he was not very good. Today looks like a bullpen day as the Pirates are looking to win the series today and then maybe go for the sweep tomorrow with Mitch Keller. So a sudden and very encouraging turnaround. Limits, please. Adam Schefter reporting what we all knew, there won't be any fifth-year option for Justin Fields Steelers are going to pick up. But I would imagine they'll be looking at something like 2-3 years, minimal amount of money. I mean, what kind of leverage does Justin Fields have at this point? Nobody else wanted him, really. Certainly not as a starter. I'm expecting that kind of deal for him, and I'm not surprised by this, Paul. You?
I'm not shocked. I think I'm not shocked at all. And I think one of the things they said they were going to try and do is now work on an extension of some sort for him. Work on maybe a 2-year deal. Well, like Joe, if you're Fields at this point though, you know that you're a free agent at the end of the year, right? Or at the end of next year, this year.
Yeah.
You know you're a free agent. I mean, my feeling is if you don't play at all this year, you're going to get whatever you have to take anyway. But I don't know that I would sign a contract if I was him. Like if the Steelers came to him and said, okay, now we didn't pick up your fifth-year option, we're going to offer you a 2-year extension for $10 million a year.
I'd jump on it if I was him. I'll tell you why. Unless he pulls a Trubisky, which is to say everyone in the league thinks he got better in a year he didn't play, like Buffalo. But here, he's got a coordinator that seems to fit his skill set. He's got a coach that has loved him since the draft. He's got an opportunity to play, maybe. I mean, let's face it. I'm bullish on Russell Wilson, but that doesn't mean I'm making bets he's going to be great or be here for more than 1 year. I like that they got him. But if I'm Fields, I'm thinking I'm going to have a chance to play maybe sooner rather than later. Yeah, why not? I'll still be young. Even if I sign a 2 or 3 year deal, I'll be in the Steelers system here again with people who really want me here, and maybe I can grow a little bit in that. I'd be jumping on that because I think if I don't play and I'm Fields, I disappear more than I enhance my resume. That's the way I would feel anyway if I were
But
him.
My feeling is if you're not going to play, the Steelers deal is not going to change. I mean, if they're offering you 2 years, $10 million this year,
yeah,
I don't know why they wouldn't offer you after the end of the season if you don't play, if you don't do anything.
That's true. I guess the risk there would be, what if I do play and get hurt?
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
I got no security.
I could see that.
Although
I mean,
he's made a pretty good amount of money so far.
I could see that. My only issue with that, again, is if I'm Justin Fields, I'm saying, what if I play and I'm good? What if I play and I'm good? I go into my free agency, you know, where I have some leverage and maybe some teams want to sign me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm looking at. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Limits? Wow. That was powerful. So the other guy is Najee. Is it a foregone conclusion that they pick up his fifth-year option? What's the date? May 2nd they have to pick it up by, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Is it a foregone conclusion as far as you're concerned?
What?
That they pick up Najee's 50-year option?
Yeah, I think they're going to. I do.
Would you? Would you try to sign him long-term?
I think that I would not sign him long-term. I would pick up his 5th-year option. And I think they will, because I think they believe that he's got at least 2 more years, really good years in his tank. Now, they might try and do what they did with Bell and transition or franchise tag him the next year to get like a 6th year out of him, Joe, but I just don't see how they're going to. And I wouldn't give him a long-term deal just because, again, the nature of that.
I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
He's stuck in NFL running back purgatory. It's just, It's a position that has lessened in value, in prestige, in all of that. And if you're stuck where Najee is, you just got to live with it. I mean, the best you can do, Saquon Barkley got a nice little deal. You know, maybe he has a great year, Najee, and then gets a little deal. Or maybe you're right. Maybe they would. He gets his fifth year and then a franchise year, something like that. I don't see any reason to sign him. This is why running backs wanted to form their own union. They're just stuck, man. People want to use them
if you're running,
and then get rid of them.
But they should.
I know. That's
the
business.
The thing about it, though, some of these running backs got paid this year, though.
Marginal degree, you know, compared to other positions,
right,
but yeah.
I mean, what did Saquon Barkley? He got a pretty good deal, didn't he? I mean, let me look at it real quick here.
Yeah, I mean, he did, but look at that compared to what receivers and other positions
it's
make.
True,
it's
but
not
I mean,
even close.
He's still making $13 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's less than Patrick Queen.
It is, but
for
it
a
is,
superstar.
But
really.
My point is that, you know, they were getting less than 10.
Yeah.
You know
no, it's
mean?
Gotten better.
It's gotten better. I mean, if you're that guy.
But he's not that guy.
Saquon Barkley is.
Saquon Barkley is. I don't think Najee is. He's not that guy.
No, but he's, for what the Steelers want, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good.
I'm not sure he's not going to get supplanted this year by the other guy as their main runner.
I
and he's definitely not
a
home run hitter.
Every time that notion has come up, it's like Najee hears the footsteps and like takes his game to a completely different level.
If Najee became a free agent suddenly right now, do you think he would attract major interest around the league? I don't. I don't think he would get the Barkley deal.
No, he wouldn't. But I think he could. I think someone would give him like $10 million a year, $9 million a year.
Really?
I think maybe.
I wonder about that.
I think. I mean, that would be a really interesting thing. That would be a really, really interesting thing. Is if he were a free agent, what would teams be willing to give him? I bet you it'd be like $8 or $9 million. Maybe 10. I mean, I thought he got better.
So do I. I mean, I love his running style. He's the type of combative runner that I enjoy watching. But, you know, people like home run hitters, you know, and he ain't that. Those are the guys that get the big, big bucks. And then, yeah, he'd be in the second tier probably. You're probably right, Paul. Now that I look at it, you know, I'm looking at base salary and guys like Jonathan Taylor has, what, $7 million in base salary, cap hits. Taylor's at about 10. I think he'd come in around 6 or 7. He'd come in with Miles Sanders money, probably, I would say. Limits, please. Steelers, according to Jeremy Fowler, a team to watch in the Cortland Sutton sweepstakes. If indeed he gets traded, the Broncos have said they're not interested in trading him, but a lot of teams have said they're not interested in trading somebody, and then they trade him. And Fowler says teams are calling and that the Steelers are a team to watch. Paul, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they made a big trade for a wide receiver at the draft or before the draft. I think they're capable of anything right now. And they need a receiver.
They do. Are you starting to buy the pony thing?
What's the pony thing?
The pony thing that they're trying really hard to trade for Ayuk?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Really?
Yeah. Now that one. What's Cortland Sutton's contract right now?
I'll look for you. I'll tell you
right
now.
I've got it right here. Cortland Sutton is still signed for 2 more years with a cap hit of about $17.3 million. That's a fair amount of money, and Russell Wilson loves him, and they had a pretty good connection. Of course, he's probably going to want a new deal pretty soon, too, but I wouldn't mind that at all. They desperately need one. I'd rather have Ayuk, of course, but that's going to be, to me, I think, way more expensive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Ayuk, they're talking about $25 million.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they are going to get a receiver, but I'd be shocked if it's like one of these huge splash deals that, you know, people have been talking about, Justin Jefferson and Ayuk or even Deebo Samuel. I'd be shocked if they end up, what are you looking for?
I'm communicating with Limits over here. My reads, Limits, where are they?
Stuck in the printer.
They're stuck in the pile. I understand that.
I was worried.
And I didn't mean to bring it to the public's attention. I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. This has been a very nice apologetic show so far.
It has. With we Bailey, understand each other.
Between our apologies to Bailey Falter and this. And right. I'm sorry that I pointed it out to people. I can't find my reads because Limits didn't get them. Paul, what were you saying?
I was saying, basically, I don't think they're going to make one of the big splash moves. I just don't.
Draft one in the first three rounds?
Yes. I mean, I think they're going to make a receiver move, but I'm saying, you know, with Debo Samuels, every receiver that's ever played in the NFL has been linked to the Steelers. My point is, I don't see them making one of these big, big, big moves where they're going out and getting, you know, but it wouldn't shock me if they got a receiver, say, for like a third round pick or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about Tyler Boyd still?
They could sign him. I mean, he's somebody that they don't even have to give anything up.
I think that would be a good move. And then draft
right.
one, too.
But I'm saying that for him, they don't even have to give anything up to get him.
Right.
But people, you know, like I said, maybe I would, maybe. I will be shocked, Joe, for sitting here tomorrow, for sitting here Friday morning talking about them making some big splash receiver move.
I don't think anything they do right now would shock me. They brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Limits.
How about Courtland Sutton reuniting with Russell Wilson?
Well, that's what we're talking about, yes.
Yeah, it would be potentially ideal.
Did you miss that whole topic?
I must have, getting the reach.
This is incredible. It's Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We've got all kinds of things happening on the show today. Did we get John Parrotto? Did that come to fruition?
Yes, it has at noon.
He's a legend. And then we have the big boy, Mark Cabali. Did we get a draft guy today?
No, the draft guys are very busy, as I've been told.
Yeah, I know. That's the reason we need them, is the reason why they're busy. What are they doing to us, Limits? We have them on all year, and then at the moment of truth, they tell us they're busy?
Their busiest time of the year.
We're busy, too, talking about the draft. That's why we need them, these guys. Give me his number. What's his name again?
Ryan Wilson. Chris Trapasso.
I'm going to light those guys up. Saying we have you on all year. Now the actual draft is tomorrow. What are you so busy with? What are they doing?
I'm sure that'll go over well.
This should be not their busy time. The draft is tomorrow. It's like a team getting ready to play a game. The Saturday before the game, there's nothing to do. What's he so busy with?
Well, we're probably at the draft.
Who's this?
Nah, they're not at the draft.
Who are we talking about?
Ryan Wilson, who I like very much. But maybe, and some other guy.
Ryan, maybe they have, you know, 15 other radio stations, 15 other radio shows to be a part of.
Maybe. Then they could be part of ours. The other guy, Dane Brugler, he's been giving us the Belfont snorkel for a year now, hasn't he? This guy.
After a year, don't we just get rid of this guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's no point in calling him. Yeah, give him a try. Limits, will you?
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Limits. Let's get back to our six pack. Paul has come way down since his initial road rage rant, and I feel like this is having the desired effect. What's next? I'll tell you what's next if you crack one. Please. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. Paul, thoughts?
He said enough, but whatever. I mean, again, as I said on Twitter, and I've created some sort of a storm. If we're going to retroactively enforce NIL rules, basically, is what we're doing. If you read the statement as to why, you know, or whatever the quote that came out was basically like, well, in light of the way that college football and college basketball and college athletics has gone these days, it doesn't feel right that we should punish Reggie Bush for, you know, okay. Well, in the way that, you know, the rules are now. And the way that they are, we shouldn't punish, for instance, UMass because Marcus Camby got a necklace and some cash when he was playing. So we should restore their Final Four, correct? Because, I mean, under today's rules, he'd have been fine. And how many other, you know, Bobby Bowden, how many, he vacated 30 wins. Jim Boeheim vacated 100 and some wins. I mean,
those are all different situations,
but
some are,
but for the most part, you know, Boeheim's first issue was the first time he got put on probation was about money. My point is, and I'll even take it one step further. Louisville lost the national championship largely because they were paying players, and also because, you know, they had strippers at recruits. Well, you know what? There's what. Can't cheerleaders be a part of your NIL collective, I guess? Actually, they're not allowed to. I don't think so. But my point is, if we're going to retroactively, you know, apply rules of today to the way that it was enforced back then every single situation where someone had to vacate a win or a national championship or a Final Four because players got paid or received improper benefits, everyone should be restored.
Well, the difference here is this isn't the NCAA. This is the Heisman Trophy Trust. So they're making their own decision without the NCAA involved. And I agree with it. I mean, we could also go back and punish people retroactively, you know, like the UCLA dynasty under John Wooden.
Right.
But he never should have been denied his Heisman Trophy in the first place. So I have no problem with him getting it back because it was a joke that he was ever denied it. So I understand what you're saying, that what are we going to do now? Go back and retroactively award? Maybe we should, by the way. Maybe we should look at it. Maybe we should admit that the entire culture of college sports has been tainted with illegal payments since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
So go back and retroactively, at least in situations where that was the issue, go and by the way, well, no, that wouldn't make sense to go back and enforce it against UCLA because they would be forgiven. Yeah, go back through time and forgive it and say, listen, we know this was a hypocritical joke the whole way through and that we had certain people we went after, like Jerry Tarkanian, and certain people we didn't, like John Wooden, the whole time, and it was a joke. So reinstate whatever they took away from the Fab Five, from UMass with Calipari. I'm all for that. Go back and do it.
Right. That's my only point. My point is, if the logic that we're going to use is that the rules have changed and people are allowed to get goods and services. And
the logic is that the rules were hypocritically ridiculous in the first place.
Either way, they were the rules.
Well, sometimes there's bad rules.
Right, but again, you don't get to basically say we're going to retroactively enforce the rules.
But you do get to if you're the Heisman Trust. They just did.
Well, they did. My point is,
what's more hypocritical, what they did or charging people with cheating in the first place like they did Reggie Bush? Which is more hypocritical?
Well, what do you mean hypocritical? I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're saying they're hypocritical right now, right?
No, I'm just saying that that if this is the logic that they're using, that we're going to retroactively, the rules were different back then, but we're going to retroactively change the rules. Think about how many rules in sports change over the course of years and time.
Yeah, well, some of them are really bad, and then, okay, and that's where the word hypocritical comes in. We're going to go after Reggie Bush when we know millions of other guys through the history of sports have done the same or worse.
Joe, we're talking about two different things here.
No, we're not. I'm talking about a bad rule Heisman Trust is finally saying, you know what, this was ridiculous that we ever denied him in the first place. Let's give him his rightful Heisman Trophy.
It was a bad rule, but it was a rule.
Yeah.
It was a bad rule, but it was a rule.
And now they're making it right.
They making it right?
Because they never should have taken it away in the first place. It would be like if I put you in jail for a crime you didn't
commit. So
if I put you in jail for a crime you never committed.
Here's the thing. The crime actually was committed.
Was it? What did he do?
He got extra benefits. He got all kinds of extra benefits for him and his family. Things that were by rule, which, by the way, I don't necessarily agree with the rules.
Yeah.
But they were the rules. So he broke the rules, okay? It's kind of like this. Say, I don't know, in 1995, I was standing out on the corner, right, smoking a doobie larger than Cheech and Chong's biggest one, and I got arrested. And it was the third time I got arrested for it, and they put me in jail for 8 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Should you have to serve the whole 8-year sentence?
And I served the 8-year sentence, so now it's 2003. Now we move forward to today when it's legal, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? I broke the law back then. So I should still have a felony on my record, yes.
Well, if the law says I can put you in prison for a maximum of 8 years and they put you in and in the fourth year, they say, you know what, this was ridiculous for smoking weed. We're going to let you out of jail. Would you say, no, I'd rather stay?
Well, that would be part of my parole.
Maybe.
Would be part of my sentencing. My point is, when the rule was in place, the rule was broken. Whether you and I agree with the rule, which I don't agree with.
Now they're making a new rule. You can give the Heisman Trophy back. Do you agree with that rule?
It's fine, but my point is, why stop there?
I know. That's
why
your
stop
point.
There? My point is...
Don't stop there. Go back and reinstate the Fab Five. Reinstate banners.
Everything.
Do it.
Do it all.
I would. Because it was a hypocritical, ridiculous rule they never should have been subjected to in the first place.
So you think that rules that were in place...
I don't think every rule that's put in place should be lauded and necessarily
followed. I'm not
saying
it was lauded. I think, if it's the rule, it's the rule.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't believe that I'm going to break a rule because I don't like it. If that was the case, we'd have a lawless society.
So every bad rule, do you follow every rule?
I don't think anybody does.
Right. Are some rules really, really stupid and bad?
Sometimes, yes. But my point is, if there are rules, then you got to try and, you know what I mean?
No matter who makes the rules.
If you're not going to enforce your own rules, if you're the NCAA, you put in rules. If you're not going to enforce
your own rules. But this wasn't the NCAA that reversed this. It's the Heisman Trust.
I understand that. My point is, they originally took it from him based on NCAA rules.
Yes. And so now maybe they're enlightened to how ridiculous those rules were.
Then that's fine. My thing about it is, if you're going to do this, you better reinstate every single thing.
I would, yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that rules that were designed to try and protect amateurism were bad, all of them.
No, they were just hypocritical because everybody was cheating anyway.
Yeah, but some people didn't get caught.
I know.
I mean.
But, does it make it
hypocritical?
Well, they didn't. Then you would have to look at why they didn't get caught. Maybe they weren't looking for John Wooden's teams, right? Maybe that would cause a major problem. Anyway,
I would agree that.
I'm sure there's a lot of different opinions on this. We've spent too much time drinking this one. Let's crack another. Limits? Caitlin Clark, $28 million over 8 years from Nike. Thoughts?
That's called the marketplace. Supply and demand. That's how the free market is supposed to work. See, you know, she is. Do you see what's happening? All the teams that they're the Indiana Fever are going to play on the road.
Yeah,
a bunch of them have moved to bigger arenas.
Yes,
for that game specifically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. People want to watch her play. So I was actually surprised it wasn't higher. If anything, I'll be very honest. I was surprised it wasn't higher.
But I think isn't that the largest one for a female athlete?
I believe so. Yes.
I mean, again, you know, think about how much interest, how much money or whatever, you know, how interest leads to, you know, money, obviously, in terms of TV ratings and ticket sales and everything. Think about how much she has been worth over the last 2 years.
People in that league and everywhere else in women's sports should be unbelievably grateful that this is happening. Here's a chart I'm looking at. WNBA draft viewership on TV. Since the year 2001, it never went above 500,000 viewers until last year when it was like 600,000. This year, it went up to 2.5 million. Never above 500, yeah, except for a little tiny bit.
More than five times.
What percent increase is that? Can you figure that
five
out?
Five times. It's a 500% increase, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm not good at math, but that sounds right.
Thank you, City Limits. All right, and thank you for that six-pack. It was wonderfully
soothing
for everyone.
But I definitely think I'm with you. I can't believe it's only $28 million.
I mean, I don't have a good grasp of what the marketplace is necessarily, but my brain doesn't really work that way. If I had read a headline yesterday that said Caitlin Clark signs $100 million deal with Nike, I wouldn't have even blinked. It would have surprised me one bit. So I'm surprised it's that low, honestly. All right, let's get to the general.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. For your chance to win the card or cards of the week, go to our website, 937thefan.com. And right around noon, between Wednesday or Friday, who is a guest for the card of the week? I'm going to say it's going to be Bailey Falter. Paul?
I'm going to say it's going to be a Reggie Bush rookie card.
Bailey Falter was also my guess, but I'll go Andrew McCutchen with two back-to-back with games with back-to-back home runs.
Very nice, City Limits. What do we got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. All great guesses, but Bailey Falter, not valuable enough of a card. Reggie Bush, not valuable enough of a card. Going a little bit off the Pittsburgh grid today, but somebody who deserves recognition. How about the Joker? We're going with Nikola Jokic, if you're paying attention to the NBA playoffs. Not only does he triple-double every night, it's 30, 15, and 15.
Do you have a card of his brother beating anybody up?
I don't. Maybe that'll be a future segment. But
all right.
Today what we have is a Donruss rookie card for what could be three-time MVP.
That's awesome. And that's quite a treat. And you're a very generous man, General. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll also throw in a Bailey Falter and a Reggie Bush.
There we go.
All right. There we go.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
It's a three-pack instead of a six-pack, but we'll get it done for you.
Consider it done. There you go. Starkey's card of the week. Thank you, General. And your
all right,
chance.
You guys have a good week.
Your chance to win it Wednesday through Friday around noon, 937thefan.com contesting page. We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. And Paul, you put on, and so did I, some of that fire firefighter garb the other day.
Right.
And it was unimaginable to actually picture ourselves in a situation where you have to wear that around as you're fighting a fire. It's unreal what these guys do, isn't it?
No, I mean, in the pants and the coat, I don't know how much they weighed, but I couldn't imagine trying to like climb up a ladder or run in up down steps and those and that. Especially, oh, by the way, you're running up and down steps in, you know, probably what, 150 degree heat or something, whatever it is, that, you know, with the fire raging. It's incredible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.